You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Algeria today is a different country from what many hoped it would be at the time it realized its independence from France. The French government, particularly its secret service, remains a player in violent and cruel struggles, but now an ally of a repressive Algerian regime. And while the Arab Spring has burst forth in many neighboring countries of North Africa, from Libya to Tunisia to Egypt, in Algeria there are no flames, though there are sparks. A new and acclaimed Algerian film titled Outside the Law will soon be showing at the Ben City Theater. This film returns to the days of struggle for national liberation, a historical moment that still arouses the anger of those in France who wish to whitewash the horrors of their colonial rule. Joining me in the studio to review Outside the Law are film critics Martha and Marty Roth. Good morning. Welcome to you both.
Good morning,
good morning
to you.
Lauren.
Can you sketch the setting of the film?
Sure. It's the story, as you say, of the Algerian struggle for independence from French colonial rule between 1945 and 1962. And it's told through the smaller history of an Algerian farm family. The family consists mostly of a mother and three brothers who emigrate in the 1950s along with thousands of their countrymen and women to serve as a cheap labor force in France.
But the film begins in Algeria with an arbitrary act of land confiscation when an Algerian official tells the father that he has 3 days to clear out. His land has been claimed by French settlers, and the family has no papers to prove that the farm has been theirs for many generations. You know, this is a situation that reminded us strongly of land theft in the present-day occupied Palestinian territories.
Yep.
Then we skip 20 years to 1945, when Algerians stage a protest against the injustices of French rule, and they are brutally massacred by both French soldiers and armed settlers. Again, an echo of present-day Palestinian life.
Hmm. Who are the main characters in this film, and what's their story?
Well, it's mostly the family. And the father is broken by the tragic dispossession. It's the mother who keeps the family together. Before they leave for France, she scoops up a handful of the stony, unforgiving soil that they have farmed for generations, and she tells her sons to bury it with her when she dies. There are three brothers. A younger sister and brother are killed in the violence in Algeria, but the three brothers who emigrate with their mother include Saeed, the youngest, who's a scrapper. He learns to box as a kid in Algeria, and he keeps on boxing after the family comes to France. The middle brother, Abdelkader, is swept up by the French police during the Algerian riots, and he's sent to prison in France, where he becomes a dedicated revolutionary. Massoud, the eldest, is drafted and sent to Indochina to fight France's imperialist battles there. And while in Indochina, Vietnam, he learns the two revolutionary precepts of Ho Chi Minh. First, repression rebounds on the oppressor. And second, a revolutionary must stay the course.
In France, the family settled in a vast Algerian shanty town in a suburb of Paris. We can see in the film corrugated metal roofs stretching into the distance, ending at the foot of an imposing Renault plant where the two elder brothers work. Both elder brothers, Massoud and Abdelkader, become underground fighters for the newly formed FLN, the Algerian National Liberation Front. Saeed the boxer, a cocky little man, drifts into the French underworld. Not underground, underworld. Eventually, he opens a cabaret in Pigalle called La Casbah.
After seeing the film, how successful did you think this fictional portrayal was of a historical event?
Well, you know, it's not easy for a fiction film to do an historical event. I'm sure there are many success stories, but the ones that come to mind immediately are the battleship Potemkin and, of course, the Battle of Algiers. Unfortunately, Outside the Law gets bogged down in its own narrative. Despite very high-grade production values, the staging and photography are fine, the acting is creditable, but an air of sameness settles on the film. Move and counter-move, outburst and repression, as the film makes its way to the eventual victory of the FLN. And unfortunately, again, the filmmaker and his team weren't able to make this slice of history dance for us.
Well, Yeah, Beyond the Law, it's openly didactic. And obviously the filmmaker Rachid Bouchareb, who is French but of Algerian heritage, is still burning with outrage at the injustices of colonial occupation. He chooses to have Algeria appear in bright sunlight while France is in shadows and darkness, and the French scenes include much more snowfall, I think, than is historically accurate in Nantes. Mm. Never mind. When it was shown at the 2010 Cannes Festival, Hors la Loi, that's the French title, Beyond the Law, was greeted by thousands of French protesters and riot police. On the other hand, there's a good deal of rich local detail in the scenes set in and around the shantytown, where gender roles seem quite rigidly set, but people find comfort in repeating the rituals of their North African homes. We get to see the little food stores that are set up in the shantytown and food preparation. The film traces also an international network of support for the FLN, showing us a French priest and a white woman, played by French actress Sabrina Sevecou, who smuggles cash from the shantytown to presumably communist headquarters in Germany. No doubt there were such networks, but in Bouchareb's hands, the political background looks a little sketchy.
After his release, the middle brother, Abdelkader, works tirelessly for the fledgling revolutionary organization as it builds its strength in the immigrant community. Ruthless tactics are felt to be necessary, and they are met by equally strong state violence. Or is it the other way around? In the muck of history, cause and effect aren't easily distinguished. At the end of the film, the head of de Gaulle's counterterrorism force kills the oldest brother, but mutters to himself, "You win." Mm. Newsreel footage brings us to the final victory.
What did you think were the film's real strengths?
Well, we have to point out that with this film, director Bouchareb is paying direct homage to what has been called the best political film ever made, The Battle of Algiers, which Marty cited as a good film version of history. That was directed by Italian director Gillo Pontecorvo, but key events from Battle of Algiers are reprised, a prison yard execution, a wedding that's disrupted by police violence. The petty crime career of Saeed, the youngest brother, the boxer, is Bouchareb's own innovation, and it's a strong and probably accurate version of the way many Algerian immigrants did succeed in metropolitan France.
So much so that for much of its length, Outside the Law resembles the kind of energetic gangster film that the French are so fond of.
Yes.
North Americans, too. Think Godfather. Mm. But as I said before, the acting is excellent, particularly Jamel Debbouze, one of France's most popular comedians, as Saeed, and Rushdie Zem as Massoud. And so are the cinematography and sound.
Yes. Let me put in a word here also for Shafia Boudra, who plays the mother. She's the dominant force in the family, as I said, energetic since from the very beginning when she curses the colonial officials who have taken their farm. Her expressive face says most of what we need to know about how a traditional woman responds to political violence. And there is a great deal of violence in the film, but it's never gratuitous. And Bouchareb is careful to let us see the costs of such pure zealotry and for violence. Massoud says at one point, "La révolution est un bulldozer." The revolution is a bulldozer.
Now, you've seen an earlier film by Bouchareb. Mm-hmm. How did that compare?
Oh, it was, we were quite impressed by that earlier film. It was titled Days of Glory, and he made it in 2006. And it's about four North African men who fight with the Allied forces in Europe during World War II. And, of course, they must fight against the prejudice and discrimination of the French troops they battle with. Mm. It received an Oscar nomination for Best Foreign Film that year, as did Outside the Law in 2010.
Yes.
And all three brothers in this film were also featured in the earlier one.
And I always think it's a good sign when directors choose to work repeatedly with the same actors. Some of them, like John Ford or Orson Welles or Denis Arcand, really seem to build little repertory companies of actors. This works especially well if their work explores related territory, like Arcand in his Québécois trilogy or Bouchareb.
Yeah, you end up with a certain kind of chemistry, I think, in those kind of films that sort of carries over into the next
definitely.
Films.
Definitely.
Now, Battle of Algiers is a grand masterpiece of cinema and deals with the same struggle for independence. How does Outside the Law compare there?
Well, Martha's already mentioned, you know, that earlier film, and one inevitably makes comparisons. That was a film, by the way, that was shown by the Pentagon to all senior officers and civil advisors going to Iraq and Afghanistan to show, quote, how to win a battle against terrorism and yet lose the war of ideas, end quote. We took the film out of the library, we watched it again on DVD, and we found many borrowings and similarities to Outside the Law. The current film, I suppose, is an act of deep homage, but Outside the Law is a good film. The Battle of Algiers is a great one.
Yeah.
Overall, do you recommend seeing Outside the Law?
Yes, I think it's worth seeing as its own film, and we would definitely recommend it with slight reservations. I don't think Bouchareb is making an easy point about how Algerian immigrants had to work hors la loi, outside the law, to succeed at all, nor is he making a facile comparison of revolutionary activity with the petty crimes that the youngest brother performs. I do think he intends viewers to consider these things. Why is it that immigrants are expected to take undesirable jobs and live in substandard conditions so that one of the few ways they can escape is through crime? It's never a bad thing to have a film challenge us to think.
Well, thank you both. Thank you, Marty and Martha. It's been really it's been great hearing your insights about the film.
Thank you.
Thanks for
pleasure to be
us.
Here.
My guests have been film critics Martha and Marty Ross. The film Outside the Law will be showing at Van City Theater starting a week from this Sunday, June 19th, and then again on Monday, June 20th, and Wednesday, June 22nd.